ABC Radio Australia.
Well, there's been another big drug bust in Fiji, with police seizing more than 100 bags containing bricks of what appears to be cocaine. The suspected drugs were found during an early morning raid in the waters of a rural community on the main island's northwest coast last Friday. Police say six people have been arrested, including four South American nationals. It's the biggest bust since more than 4 tonnes of methamphetamine were found in the tourist town of Nandi in 2024. So joining us on the line with more details is our Fiji reporter, Lidhe Mufono. With that, Yandara Lidhe, thank you for joining us this morning and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you and Malalele and Tala Falava. It's so good to talk to you again in 2026, Aggie. Good to hear your voice too.
You too. Absolutely. Well, look, Lidhe, not a very a good story to start off, but look, what's been confirmed so far? Because, you know, about the raid, like, where did it happen? Who was arrested? And I suppose what was seized?
So police say that six people were arrested in the early hours of Jan 16th, which was last Friday, during an early morning drug raid in Vatia waters. So Vatia is a place in the northwestern coast of Vitilevu, the main island. So it's pretty remote and pretty rural. There's not very many people that go that way, but very beautiful and a very well-known maritime zone. So what we know is that it's quite an isolated area. But in a statement to the public, Police Commissioner Rosiate Tanravu said that police had seized more than 100 bags. We now know from sources within the police that there were 132 bags in total, and only approximately 20 have now undergone local forensic testing to confirm what police believe is cocaine that is actually within this bag. So the bags, I am told, has about 20 or so bricks or parcels of these narcotics that the police are trying to confirm. Tundravu did say the operation involved several different arms of the police force. We know it's the CID, the Serious Crimes Unit, as well as a task force that has now been set up in the Western Division of Fiji, where a lot of these drugs tend to be coming in, Agnes, because they are our international gateway. And we understand also that there was foreign law enforcement collaboration, which usually means the Australian Federal Police or Interpol. Investigations are continuing, but we now can confirm that the four foreign nationals were from Ecuador, and there were two Fijians who are now in custody as well.
Wow. Yeah, as you say, four of those arrested are foreign nationals. Any update on who the actual suspects are?
Yes, we understand that the two locals are both Fijians, one of them indigenous, one of them Indo-Fijian, who were apparently the receiving party, if we can call them that, one of them operating the vehicle and the other helping to unload at least an initial smaller amount of these narcotics off of a vessel. We understand from police sources that the Ecuadorians had operated an amphibian vessel of some sort from the South American ports towards Fiji from early December. Details are still sketchy, as I'm told that there are about 40 investigators currently working on the case and questioning ongoing of these Ecuadorians. This is part of a larger police and multi-agency operation to combat drugs trafficking into Fiji and, of course, the wider Pacific. But what we understand, Agnes, that this was a Fiji police operation. They had been tracking this vessel and they knew of their arrival and were able to raid them upon arrival into Fijian ports.
Do we even know, like, how big is the seizure? Because I know police haven't really released an official weight, right? But based on what you're hearing from police sources, like, how large could this haul be?
Well, what we understand initially is that it was as close or around the same amount as the Langa Langa drug bust, which we've been covering extensively. And that was at 4.1 tons at the time of seizure. So it would have been a lot more when it came in. But from what we've been told, there were 132 bags. Each of the bags contains about 20 bricks. Now, from previous coverage of drugs bust, those bricks can be any anywhere between 1 kilogram to 2 kilograms. So we're looking at as little as 2.6 tons to maybe double that. But we will know for sure towards the middle of the week, Agnes, when Fijian police lab technicians will be able to ascertain the presence of the drugs, which is suspected to be cocaine, and the volume and purity of it. So it could be as much as what we've seen in the past or a little bit less.
Wow. Lide, you mentioned earlier, you know, the area, Vatia and Tavua, like, I believe community leaders in the area have actually raised concerns. You know, like, what are they saying about yachts, offloading points, I suppose even the border monitoring along that stretch of coast?
Absolutely, Agnes. And I think that is one of the newer trends that we're seeing, is that the traditional landowners, the indigenous people of Fiji, are pushing back, and in a really big way. They, you know, they're refusing to accept the presence of drugs and the use of their land and ocean to traffic narcotics through Fiji. So what we understand from this particular case is that it was the landowners and a caretaker who looks after this particular jetty where the drugs were unloaded, who had contacted police and who had contacted the media. And Agnes, they were so brave to put their names and their faces to these interviews. And what we understand is that for years, the people in the area, and this is a pretty quiet, sleepy, very picturesque part of Fiji, people have noticed the comings and goings of yachts. And Aggie, we have one of the largest boating and yachting infrastructure in the Pacific, and our ports are pretty, you know, comprehensive. So it's pretty easy for people to come in and out of here. But now landowners are doing a very new thing. They're looking and they're not accepting the presence of unidentified vessels, and they're telling authorities. So what we understand from sources within the police force is that that is how the police got wind of this, as well as, of course, their international collaboration with foreign police.
Yes. So what I want to get into is, of course, what stage is the investigation at right now? Like, do you know about regarding interviews, forensic testing, and possible charges, of course?
Yes, what we do know is that the Ecuadorians are being questioned right now. I just checked again before getting on the phone with you, Agnes. All day yesterday, they were being questioned. Initially, the two locals did need medical attention at the hospital in the area where the seizure took place, but they've since been cleared and are also being questioned. I understand from police sources that it's taking a while to forensically test the cocaine, not because we don't have the capacity, Agnes, but going on previous prosecutions, especially the large one that, you know, that finished in August, September of last year, the police are now very careful about the testing of the substance to determine what it is, but also to determine purity, because all of this has an impact on the kind of charges they get. But on your question about what we're looking at trafficking, the importation and distribution of narcotics, the possession of narcotics. So far, that's what we're looking at right now, just going on the Lenga Lenga case. But we will know more as early as Wednesday, Agnes. Police sources tell us that it could be Wednesday when the forensic testing is done and charges will be laid. But if this will all happen in one of the two sleepy towns of Mbar or Tavua before it gets referred to the High Court in Lautoka, Agnes.
Wow. Well, you know, if we look at this more broadly, why is this case significant for Fiji and the wider Pacific, especially when you're talking about, you know, the major drug seizure there in 2024?
Well, Agnes, I think that the significant part of this, and just to give you some context, the ABC, as well as local media, particularly the national broadcaster FBC and broadcasters around the Pacific, we've been working and collaborating to cover the combat as well as the incidences of drug trafficking in the Pacific. And what is pretty new about this is the involvement of landowners, I would say, and their ability to come out and put their names and their faces and in fact, when the seizure was first announced on the weekend by Fijian police, there was a lot of conversation in Fijian, on the Fijian social media space about, you know, the media being accused of being irresponsible and not protecting the landowners. But the thing is, the people who own the lands and the waters of Fiji where trafficking comes through, they're standing up. They're putting their names and their faces to push back on drugs trafficking. And I think that is a new trend that is going to change the way, I could say, drugs is combated across the Pacific. People are no longer willing to see drugs come in, and they're putting their hand up and working with the police and working with maritime authorities to keep the border secure.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because, you know, obviously this highlights the ongoing sort of, you know, security and maybe policing gaps around the surveillance of Fiji's maritime borders. What's been said about that?
Well, in the past several months, since we've been investigating drugs trafficking in the Pacific and in Fiji in particular, what we're seeing is a step up, not only in terms of political will and, you know, the government and the authorities cleaning up shop and doing more. We're also seeing more resources allocated to the fight against not just drugs trafficking, but transnational crime on a wider scale. And what we're seeing in Fiji in particular is that the Fijian government, particularly those that work to secure our borders, are now getting more resources from offshore. There is more equipment. There is now the opening towards the end of last year of the Maritime and Emergency Surveillance Centre, the MESC, which is, of course, funded by the Australian government. There is New Zealand collaboration. There is collaboration even from governments of the Americas and not just the US. People are working together across the different sides of the Pacific Ocean, trying to ensure that drugs are no longer coming through the Wassa Pacifica into our countries. And the government is doing its bit. And now we're seeing with this particular case that landowners are doing their bit. They're unwilling to let their land and Wassa Wassa be used for transnational crime, Aggie.
Good for them. Hey, Lide, always great to catch up with you and let you let us know about what's happening there in Fiji. Again, Vinaka. That is our reporter in Fiji, Lede Movono.